That's a blackbird singing in Old Pit Lane, Smalley in Derbyshire, in the old coal mining district of Derbyshire, where I've come to have a look at a controversial open cast mining scheme. It's one of an increasing number that have been given planning permission in Britain, and there's concern about how far this new open casting and the coal it's extracting are going to add to the country's carbon footprint. Would you mind telling me what you think about the open cast mining?
I just feel that coal is an outdated resource. I think we should be looking to the future, and I don't feel that coal is our future.
Is it that side of things, you know, and the carbon footprint and probably what your children learn about at school now,
yeah,
rather than the actual effect on the countryside here? Or is it a combination of the two?
Well, for me, having young children, it's a combination of everything. We're living right in the middle of it. We have one lorry every 4 minutes, literally past our front house, which is a metre from the front of the...
Yes, and they're big lorries, aren't they?
They're big lorries. So there's the air pollution, there's the visual pollution, there's noise pollution. I just feel it's not a forward-thinking, forward-looking way that this country should be going. I do realise there's a lot of people, and alternative energy sources aren't necessarily the complete answer.
Well, I'm just making my way along the road back to Hina. There's a row of houses that overlook what could be the next stage of the open casting. I'm just knocking on doors at random, so thank you for answering.
We're worried about it because obviously it I'm told there'll probably be a 30-foot high wall of soil and, you know, at the bottom of our back garden, and obviously, you know, it'll ruin the view, sort of.
Yes, because at the moment you've got a lovely view.
Yes.
I mean, it's really beautiful, that valley, isn't it?
It'll also knock a lot of value off our house if we're trying to sell a house.
I've just found a gentleman trimming his hedges.
My opinion, I mean, let him get it, like, that's me. I'm not bothered, like, we need the coal, don't we?
Mm.
But it would have been nice if they could have pitted it, like, and it had kept more folks in way, wouldn't it? Like?
It would. Yes, deep mining.
Yes.
I'm with Neil Padgett, who's one of the leading lights in the campaign to stop open casting in Smalley.
They're going to be here for 4.5 years, but UK Coal owns surrounding fields as well, which is called the Mead site. There's a further 3 million tonnes there, so we estimate they're going to be here between 15 to 20 years instead of the 4.5 years at stage at the moment. Once the machinery is here, I can't see them then pulling away from the site and leaving 3 million tonnes there.
What's it like living next to an open cast mine, or overlooking an open cast mine? What does it mean to you?
It's just the noise, the dust, the pollution, the amount of vehicles that's going to be going into the site, which is 120 a day, which starts in probably around about fortnight's time. We've got two local schools as well. We've got the Smalley Richardson Endowed School that these vehicles are going to go past, also a preschool. So we're pretty worried on, you know, the vehicle movement on a already busy A608.
And you fought it all this time. Have you lost, or is the battle still underway?
The battle's still underway. We lost because the government let us down last time. We followed all the government guidelines. But the government then went against its own guidelines and let, you know, UK Coal in after the appeal. So it was Ruth Kelly, the Secretary of State, that really let us down. We thought we'd won it because Parish Council objected to it, Local Council objected to it, Council objected to it, and the residents objected to it. We met all the government guidelines, and in the end the government went back on those guidelines.